Hello.
Hi, is that Lisa?
Yeah.
It's Natalie from MMA Legal. Is it convenient to speak now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Lovely, that's great. So for compliance reasons, could you confirm your name, sorry, your date of birth and your address?
Yeah, it's 18 to 1980, and it's 7H Market Street. It's
AB441LL. Perfect, that's lovely. Thank you. So I just need to make you aware that during the call, that if you disclose anything that's safeguarding, I'd need to make a referral to the local authority, but I would discuss that with you first, and also our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yeah.
Lovely. So today's call is just to gather some more information about the impact of the timing care for your application for Scottish redress. What age did you go into care, Lisa?
I'm sure it was 1988 or 1989.
And how old would you have been?
Between 8 and 9.
And were you known by any other names?
Yeah, Watson.
Is that Lisa Watson?
Yeah.
Did you have any nicknames at all?
No, I didn't.
No. And what local authority were you placed under? Can you remember?
Aberdeen City Council.
So the care settings that I've got down is that you were with a foster family, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Were there any other settings?
No.
Okay.
No.
What school did you attend during that time?
Quarry Hill.
Quarry Hill. And whereabouts was that?
In Aberdeen.
Was it a primary school?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's alright, don't worry. Primary. Okay. Who's your registered GP surgery at the moment?
At the moment? Oh, it's Bamford McDuff Medical Practice. It's Cleary Place. I can't remember what number it is.
You don't need to worry about the address. We can Google that and find that for you. Don't worry. What was the name of it again, sorry?
Bamford McDuff Medical Practice.
Bamford McDuff?
No, Bamf and McDuff.
Bath and McDuff. Is that right?
Banff. B-A-N-F-F.
And McDuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Medical practice, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Have you got any professional support you at the moment, like social care or occupational health at all?
No, I've got a CPN.
Okay, so you're under community mental health team?
Yeah.
Or is that with your doctor surgery?
No, with a community mental health team.
Okay. Do you have a CPA? Are you on a CPA?
No. But if you call a psychiatrist every 3 months.
Okay, so do you, your CPN, do you have to go and have regular meetings with them?
Yeah.
How often are you with them at the moment?
Actually, every 2 weeks, but I've missed a couple of appointments.
So, they call that care coordination, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. They used to work in the mental health team.
Alright, okay.
Yeah. So what diagnosis have you got there, Lisa?
I've got a borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
And I've got PTSD.
Okay. Did they give you any other diagnosis?
Not that I know of. I never asked for any more. Of what was the matter with me.
Yeah. Did they give you anxiety, that under the GP at all?
Anxiety and depression, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because normally they come hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah. That's just what I was going to say to you.
Yeah. Do you understand what BPD is?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, so borderline personality disorder, that's what it stands for. It's also the same as emotionally unstable personality disorder.
Yeah.
So usually that's a diagnosis because you've had some form of trauma within your childhood.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's good evidence towards your case. The fact that you've got that as a formal diagnosis, we can use that going forward as well.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, because obviously evidence is that you've gone through trauma, and that's going to be lifelong now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in terms of self-harm, have you ever done self-harm?
Not in a cutting up way. I did it through tablets, trying to kill myself with tablets.
So you've done overdoses of medication?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many attempts have you made?
Oh, God. 10, 12 times anyway.
12 times.
But they're not all down on my medical records, because I haven't always went to the doctor with it.
Yep.
I woke up in the morning and thought, oh shit, I'm still alive, so I better just survive what I'm going through.
Yeah. So it's best that you disclose that to your CPN, not just for your case, but also for your safety, so they can obviously assess risk and stuff as well.
Right, okay.
If you put that obviously with your CPN, when we request the records, it will be on there as well. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So what age did you start with these overdosing episodes?
I was about 12, 13.
Okay. And when was the last one?
Oh, it was years ago. I would say it's been about...
Or if you can remember about the age that you were.
About 46 or so, but 37, 38.
Okay.
I realised that it wasn't doing anything, so there was no point taking it. I was just damaging the insides.
Yeah. I mean, to have like 12 overdoses and not have any damage would be... like a miracle, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
But you were doing it to express your emotion, really, and
yeah.
Your frustration. So
yeah.
Now you're under the right team and the right service. Hopefully you are getting that right support for you.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I am. Yeah, I feel like I've been enjoying a great deal.
That's amazing. I'm really pleased for you. You mentioned no self-harm, so you didn't do any cutting or any burning or picking at skin or anything?
Oh no, I used to pick my skin a lot.
Okay.
I never thought that was self-harming.
Yeah, is there any kind of harm to you in any way? So, if you let your CPN know, they can put that down as well. So it's all part of your risk assessment. Have you stopped doing that now?
I've stopped doing quite a lot of things actually.
Yeah, as you get older with BPD, a lot of the things that you found difficult in the beginning, they become a little bit easier as you get older. So you used to pick your skin. At what age did that start and when did that stop?
Oh, that started around 12, 13 as well. And that stopped about the same age, about 37, 38.
Yeah. So it's all kind of stopped at around the same time.
Yeah.
Usually there's something that is like a little trigger inside or something happens and things change.
Yeah.
Have you ever received hospitalisation for your mental health? Have you been under section or anything?
No, I haven't been under section, but I've been to my doctors and told my doctor a couple of things and thought I should be in Cornhill, but they never put me there because I said that I needed it. They said that I didn't need it because I was actually realising that I did need it. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, but obviously you're now under the CMHT, so you can go direct to them if you have any thoughts and feelings, don't you know that,
Good.
Have you ever had any therapy or counselling?
I think I had a wee bit of therapy through my psychiatrist, but I don't know what it was called.
So you've got a psychologist who does like your counselling and your therapy, and your psychiatrist is the man that you normally go to in the CMHT. and they give you a diagnosis and they just check up on you, you know, the 3-monthly one that you're going through at the moment. So if you've had therapy, it'd be something like CBT or DBT.
I've done CBT when I was in the jail, cognitive behavioural thinking.
Yep, well done. Well remembered. Not everyone remembers what it stands for.
No. I think it's because it's such long words, I think that's why everyone
remembers. I know. Yeah. It's all jargon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Under the CMHT, did they offer you DBT?
No. What's that?
Dialect behavioural therapy. Usually they offer it to people with personality disorders. So that might be something that you could mention about.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not on offer in every area. That's a difficulty that you've got. Because there are practitioners that are trained in it.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So it's postcode lottery with that, to be fair.
Yeah. Being in the Shire, you're linked off to a lot of things anyway.
Yeah.
So being in Banks and Macduff.
Yeah.
They're quite rural, so that explains a lot.
You have to probably go out of area if they want to do it then, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Which is a pain in itself.
Yeah.
So do you have any physical health?
I think I've got COPD, but I haven't been diagnosed yet. I'm just waiting for a doctor's appointment to come through. But I've got asthma.
So I put awaiting diagnosis, possible COPD.
Yeah.
And asthma.
Yeah. And that's from the depression, anxiety.
We put that under your mental health, so we can keep it all separate. When you were in care, did you go to the hospital as a child?
I did, because I had a lot of work. Just beneath, just at the top of my thigh, underneath my bum cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sliding down the stairs on the carpet, and I kept ripping it off.
Mm.
So it kept bleeding, so they got it frozen off for me.
Wow. Can you remember what hospital you went to?
ARI, Aberdeen Royal Infirmary.
You said that really quick.
I'm so used to saying it.
Yeah. Is that like the local one to where you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. I can't say it as quick as you. I'm going to try later on.
It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Once
you get into saying it, it's easy enough. But start off, it's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah, definitely. So do you provide us with consent to request a copy of your records from the professionals and the companies that you've mentioned in the call today?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And have you ever been arrested or any conviction?
I've got quite a few.
Okay, so is it easier to put ages to and from?
I can't even remember what ages they were because it was through my psychotic period. I don't know how easy to round that would be.
We can request it from the police force. So during psychotic period, I put had a few convictions. Yeah.
Yeah, assaults and vandalism and domestic abuse.
You was the perpetrator.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Part of our learning, isn't it, as humans?
You
don't realise what is normal until. Do you remember what police forces they were under?
It would have been Grampian Police.
Lovely, thank you. Did you have any issues with illicit drugs?
Yeah, still do.
Yeah, are you under drug and alcohol services?
Yep.
Yeah, so currently, and do you remember the name of them?
Yeah, it's Keswick Clinic.
Keswick?
Yeah. Jim Craigieburn.
He said that so quick, I didn't even catch that.
Craigieburn.
Oh, man, you went really Scottish then when you said it as well. I don't think I could even do that. Like, what was it, Keswick?
Keswick Clinic.
Keswick Clinic.
Yeah.
Clinic. And then you're going to say this word, and I'm never going to be able to do this. Go on, say that where it was.
Craigieburn.
See, there's no way.
No.
Can you spell it for me? Do you know how it's spelled?
Yeah, yeah. It's F-R-A-Z.
E-R. Yeah.
B-U.
Yeah.
G-H.
Yeah.
F-R.
Burla. Mr. R. B-U-R-G.
B-U-R-G-H.
That's the bar.
Yeah.
That's so hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what age did the drug start?
When I was about 12, 13. Everything started about the same time.
So you started at 12, 13 years old. And what did you start with?
I started the party drugs, really, speed and ecstasy.
Yeah, and then what did you progress to after that?
And then I moved on to tablets, hydrocodone and Valium. And then I moved on to heroin.
And you can't be on methadone or ECL?
Yeah, I'm on methadone.
Helps if I can actually spell today, you know. I don't even know how to spell that.
It's M-E.
It's all right, I've got it, don't worry.
You got it.
Yeah, thank you. So, are you getting reviewed? How often are you getting reviewed with them?
Well, I get every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, yeah?
Yeah.
And you go, is it daily for you?
No, I pick up twice weekly now.
Twice weekly, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. A bit of trust nicely.
Yeah. It's good when you feel you get somewhere, some progress.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to go out every day to the chemist or anything, so you're up to that regimented system.
It is a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of alcohol, did you start drinking at a young age or did you not drink?
I never drunk, but then I did hit the drink in a bad way. And then when I stopped drinking, I just never started again because I turned into somebody that I didn't like. So I just stopped drinking altogether.
That's good that you recognise that. So well done.
Yeah.
So can you remember what age you
started? Did it? Yeah.
It is like one of those moments, isn't it? You have something happen, you think, oh. Actually,
yeah.
It isn't me.
Yeah.
So what age was that you started?
About 21. So I was about 37, 38.
Mhm. I'm gonna put down.
It wasn't every day to start with. It was just like at the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But it was every weekend, and then it moved on to like from the Thursday to the Monday, and then it just progressed from there on every day.
So what I put down, because we will get copies of the, you know, we usually engage with services and they always do it out of history, don't they?
Yeah.
So we'll get a copy of that. So at the minute I put down, started drinking alcohol at age 21 until 37, 38 and received convictions during this period. I had put, Lisa realised she changed as a person and didn't like who she became.
Yeah, yeah. Because I came really violent and I was no trying to talk me down or anything.
Yeah. So Lisa realised. Realised she became violent, and this was not who she wanted to be.
I mean, I've just got a perfect example that's in front of my mind just now, but it was a punch to my ex-husband in the face, and if I was 2 centimetres to the left, I would punch my daughter right in the face, and she was only 1.5 at the time.
Oh, so that's got scary this, moment, isn't it?
Yeah, mm. yeah. That was the start of me realising that there wasn't being man abused.
Yeah. So was your ex-husband or husband, are they still together?
No.
Is your ex-husband now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we're still married, we're not divorced yet.
Okay.
We'll be divorced soon.
So if I have an ex-husband, that's kind of relevant, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if I could, you remember punching him in the face and you stopped. But just missed. Was he holding your daughter? Was he holding her?
Yes.
If I see a 1-year-old, one-year-old daughter who he was carrying at the time, he stopped drinking alcohol. You don't drink anything now?
No.
Okay. At age, was it 37, 38 again?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I don't even drink socially.
That's really good. So going from what happened to where you are now, that's a massive jump, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's done really well.
Thank you.
What age did you leave care? Do you remember?
When I was 9. I went in when I was 8 and I got out when I was 9.
Okay. After that,
I was in there for 9 months.
Yeah. When you went back home, did they offer you any other additional support?
I can't remember, because when we got home, my mum was still with a violent boyfriend, so it sort of put me back a few steps, because I was thinking that he wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
But he was still there and I was quite shocked.
And so they placed you back into the same situation that they removed you from?
Yeah.
With no support?
Yeah. I think we were still seeing social workers, well, my mum was still seeing social workers when we got home.
Yeah.
But, no, not much help.
I'm really sorry that you went through that.
Oh, it's okay. It's your fault. But
no. It's still not nice, is it? You know?
No.
So, in terms of your career going forward, from our company, would you prefer to have a male or female advisor?
Whatever. Just whatever. Whatever is available.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll allocate yourself to me, because obviously you've explained things already and you know who I am. So if you save my number, which has come up on the screen hopefully, that will come straight through to me. If I don't answer, usually that's just because I'm on the telephone.
Okay.
When we get a copy of your care records, would you like to see a copy of that?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay, so what's going to happen from now? It's going to take about 10 months. I will be your main point of contact to the end of the process.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Natalie,
okay.
Yeah. So if you get any questions, obviously just give me a call at any point and I'll be able to hopefully answer them. If not, I'll get back to you when I have the answer.
Okay.
We're going to gather the information now for your case. So that's doing all the subject access requests and things from the companies that you've mentioned. And the ones that you're engaging with, because obviously there may be other information that you've not mentioned, but are on the records. Yeah?
Yes. Okay.
Once we've got all that information, I'll call you back again. We'll go through that and clarify it. Then once it's clarified, we then put that forward to the Scottish Redress Panel. You don't have to go to that panel. It's a closed door. But you will be told the date when it's going to be held. Okay?
Okay.
So, as part of our compliance, I just have to go through what your options are again, because I think this has probably already been said to you, about what you can do. So, You can independently do your own Scottish Midwife claim and research your own evidence. You can access other solicitors in England and Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 who can act on your behalf from Scottish Redress. They will receive that fee, or if... Sorry, I got distracted then. Receive this fee if you win or lose. Or we can act for you, NMA Legal. We've opted out of the fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take a 20% cap fee from the case if you win. If you lose, yeah, we charge no fee. So it means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. Are you happy to proceed with NMA still?
Yeah.
So you're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately?
Just proceed immediately.
Okay.
Please wait in 14 days.
We still have to offer it, and if, you know, if you did want to have that, you can just give it back or anything.
I can understand why you offer it.
Yeah. Some people, you have to have a little think about things, and, you know, it's good to have that opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah. But because of my situation with ID and that, that saves me the time to think about it, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely, yeah. So do you have any other questions for me today?
No, I don't think so, not
really. No? Okay, cool.
No.
So that's everything for me today. You should get something in the post in a few weeks' time, just about sort of support details and things. But in the meantime, if you do get any questions, just give me a call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for being prepared. Take care.
Thank you. Have a nice day, man.
And you take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.